The leaders of regional economic development commissions, including Alaska's Denali Commission, gave testimony yesterday to a transportation subcommittee on their proposed 2011 budgets. The Denali Commission has seen a profound decrease in annual funding. Subcommittee Chairwoman Eleanor Holmes Norton asked Denali Commission Co-Chair Joel Niemeyer how the commission is able to operate within a budget that has gone from a peak of more than $140 million in 2006 to $15.9 million for 2011. Niemeyer says they're asking members of their five advisory councils for advice on how to start winding down their programs and what that means.
Because the way I look at it is the federal government invested almost $1 billion over the course of 12 years for the commission to develop very significant relationships, very significant working relationships with a number of partners. So I think that the commission continues to add value based upon those relationships that have been built.
He said other agencies and organizations that the Denali Commission has teamed up with are stepping forward to keep programs going. Chairwoman Holmes Norton said there's concern about how the commission's administrative structure was initially set up. She asked Niemeyer if he thought the Denali Commission would benefit from using a management structure more closely aligned with other regional commissions. Niemeyer says the act establishing the commission has created some administrative problems that need addressing. And although he says using a system that replicates the other commissions has value, he cautioned that there are some vast differences that must be acknowledged.
I do need to note that we don't have counties. We have 200 tribes, and the structure of the other commissions are set up in a different manner. And so if we go through the process of trying to look like the other commissions, which we are supportive of that, we do have to take note that we don't lose that voice, that tribal voice. The significant amount of our work is done in tribal areas, and so we'd want to make sure that they have that opportunity to participate in the process.
Other regional economic development commissions are multi-state agencies, as opposed to the Denali Commission that is exclusive to Alaska. The combined 2011 federal budget proposed for all the commissions is just over $106 million.